This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
In just a few minutes, we'll take a ride aboard that trolley. But first, a few notes. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has announced the creation of the William Reese Company Teacher Fellowship. It was established by the William Reese Company of New Haven, Connecticut, which works with collectors and institutions in the acquisition of rare books and manuscripts, as well as in collection development. The Reese Teacher Fellowship is open to high school educators affiliated with a public, private, or charter school. The fellowship will be a one-month residential program that includes a $4,000 stipend, which may be used to cover transportation and housing costs during the recipient's residence at Crystal Bridges. Fellows will be selected on the basis of their project narrative and the potential to enrich high school curriculum based on an interdisciplinary connection between American art, primary and secondary print resources, and a subject topic. Curriculum subject areas may be language arts, history, social studies, or science, and contribute to the understanding of a topic as it intersects with American art. Information on applying for the Reese Teacher Fellowship is available at crystalbridges.org/library. Applications will be accepted through March 1st.
On February 13th, the city of Lowell will host its fifth annual American Red Cross Blood Drive in memory of Hannah Grace Crumbie. The four-year-old was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia in September 2009 after having a low-grade fever for several days. She lost her fight with the disease just 2 months later. The upcoming blood drive is scheduled for 2 to 7 p.m. February 13th at Lowell City Hall. By the way, the winter months are a difficult time to collect blood donations because of bad weather and flu and cold. Eligible donors with all blood types are needed to help restock the shelves. There continues to be an urgent need for blood donors with type O, especially type O negative. Donors with types A negative and B negative also urgently needed. You can visit redcrossblood.org for more information.
A kickoff reception for the 2014 Upstream Art Project will be Saturday, February 15th from 5 to 7 at the Fayetteville Underground. Project representatives and previous artists will be available to answer questions about upstream art and show off the previous year's art. Those interested in taking part in this year's project should attend. There are 12 storm drains identified for the 2014 project. A committee will select designs from those submitted. Each art piece will be approved by the appropriate city's mayor. Keep in mind the messages they are trying to convey as you create your design, that storm drains lead to creeks and streams. They're asking all designs to have the message, drains to creek, in English or Spanish somewhere in the art. The design may be tailored based on a specific location or choose to do a more general design that could apply to any storm drain. For more information, contact Jane Maginaw with the Cooperative Extension Service at 444-1755.
Here's something that's kind of cool. The USA Water Ski and American Water Ski Association's International Activities Committee announced that the 2014 U.S. Junior Water Ski Team Trials will be held in late June, the 28th and 29th, at Cedar Creek Ski Park in Elkins, just outside of Fayetteville. This two-round world record capability water ski tournament will be used to select the four-member U.S. Junior Water Ski Team that will be defending its title at the 15th Junior Water Ski World Championships in July and August in the Ukraine. Some of the finest athletes in the world will be in town competing for that coveted spot on the U.S. team. For more information, you can call the Fayetteville Visitors Center at 521-5776, or you can go to experiencefayetteville.com.
So from Elkins to the Ukraine.
Sure. I like that.
Why not?
I didn't mention the town in the city in the Ukraine because I don't know. It's DNEPROPETROVSK.
So if somebody knows how to pronounce that,
let us know.